Now, we're going to look at some specific traffic generation methods, but before we do, I want to talk about built-in traffic sources, which are basically platforms, okay? So traffic can be difficult, traffic generation can be a pain, and so many people simply cut it out completely from the equation. And one way to do this is by offering an affiliate program so that the affiliates send traffic to your website or product, and which we'll look at in just a second. I highly recommend doing this. I definitely recommend creating your own product. And I definitely recommend adding it to an affiliate network such as ClickBank or Warrior Plus or Gumroad, or many of these other sites have affiliate networks and affiliate program options. And that's going to allow you to get other people to drive traffic to your offer and do that without you having to do anything. All you have to do is to pay them a risk-free commission. It's highly recommended. But there is another way to drive traffic without you having to do anything, and that is using platforms, which all come with quote-unquote built-in traffic. So this is platforms. They are the shortcut to skip the whole traffic side of things, which is why many people do them. Amazon, Audible, Udemy, Code Canyon, they all let you do this. However, it does come at a fairly substantial price. So these platforms will inherently have people on them who are searching for courses just like yours, or products or books in the case of Amazon. They have millions, or even in the case of Amazon, billions of monthly visits. And of course, everyone already has their credit card on file. They trust the platform, and so they are much more likely to buy from you. And so it is a very tempting option, but it does come at a substantial price. And that's why I would consider these as secondary lead gen platforms. They are not your first option. I would recommend you get your product selling on your own website first, independently, and then get them listed on an affiliate network so that other people can promote them, and then consider these platforms as a bonus option. And also, if you do have to pick one, choose Amazon Simply because of its scale. So let me actually show you a quick graph to underscore this. You can see here we have the traffic stats of Amazon compared to Udemy, Audible, and Etsy. And you can see that just according to Google Trends, Amazon has 10 times the traffic of Etsy and more than 100 times the traffic of Audible and Udemy. And of course, these statistics vary. They may not be exact, but you can understand here that Amazon is the number one platform. So if you are going to do the platform thing, I would first recommend selling an ebook on Amazon or a physical book using my quadruplization method. It's entirely buyers. Its biggest categories historically and now is books and ebooks. And the volume of traffic on there is just insane. And Amazon also lets you run ads. And when I turn this into a book, both probably an ebook and a physical book, then I will be looking at running ads and looking to direct some of those Amazon visitors through to my book, and then from the book through to this course and other websites I have and other aspects of the funnel. So platforms do come with the fact that you get built-in traffic. They do seem to make everything easier on the face of it, but they do come with these disadvantages. And if you are going to look at one platform, I'd consider doing my quadruplization method and starting with Amazon, basically.